What you need to know is being presented by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. SLK on 710 ESPN. Clinton Yates in for George Sedano today and manana.
Yeehaw.
And we go to Laura in studio to tell us what it is we need to know.
All right. So I actually text you guys this earlier. Freddie Mercury left the studio while working with Michael Jackson because of his pet llama. So then, you know, prior to COVID, we worked in studio, and I thought, what was something someone did that made me leave the studio, right?
What a great question.
I know. So, first question. If you had the opportunity to work with Michael Jackson, would you really have left because of the pet llama? Just a quick yes or no. LZ goes first.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm. Clinton?
I would have left if I was not getting enough money to simply be in his presence because the guy was richer than God.
Okay.
I would have just sat there and shut up and been like, I don't even like the llama. The llama just spit on me, but it's Michael Jackson. I love Michael, so I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, Greg?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Amanda?
Sorry, I'm not listening.
Wow.
Laura,
would you?
Wow. She's got the Greg
the
bug.
The pizza rolls are done. Pizza bites, we're finished.
Okay, I would have not left, but here's a real question. What would make you leave the studio with someone that you work with? Like, what would they have to do to make you leave the studio?
So, I'm going to start with, this is so inside radio, and just because I'm willing to say it, but one of the first times I appeared on this station back before I had moved here and before y'all had welcomed me to the family, so I'll say that with open arms and thank you. There was a promo about a friend of the show, and by a friend of the show, I mean post-game host and tremendous analyst Alan Sliwa, that made fun of him for the fact that he might have had a Murphy bet. And I was like, yo, Sliwa! I was like, and I've asked this on the air before. I said, if you actually have a Murphy bed, I got to go. Like, I can't. This Hong Kong Fui nonsense is not going to work. You know what I'm saying? If he was actually sleeping on a Murphy bed in his home, then I would have had to exit. But he does not. And Sleep is a great guy, and I love him. And he breaks down Lakers like nobody else does. I listen to him after every game. But that would have left me from the studio if he actually had a Murphy bed.
I love Hong Kong Fui, by the way. He's great.
Oh, come on.
Seriously.
Great program.
Great karate expert.
All right, Kev, what about you?
Well, one time, you talk about inside radio, Clinton, here goes. So one time I was interviewing Pete Carroll, and I said something like, so coach, you know, what do you think about the game coming up against Oregon? And he started going into his answer, and I don't know why, what happened, but I lost it. Like, I just got sick. Puked everywhere.
Oh, no.
Just puked everywhere.
Ew.
And all over my computer, the microphone. I run to the bathroom, wipe my face off, come back with paper towels to wipe the computer off, and Pete's just finishing his answer. And he's like, yeah, and I really think, you know, that's what it's going to take to win today. And I'm like, okay, coach, good luck. So puking in the middle of an interview made me just leave myself in the studio. Yeah, gross, I know.
LZ?
Farting in the studio, I'd leave.
Yeah. That's the one I was going to say, farting in the
studio. The other two guys, all circumstances. They got like things, like Murphy beds. No, I don't need vomit. I don't need Murphy bed. You fart, I'm out.
It's a good thing you never worked with Marcellus Wiley because
why do you think I'm saying this?
Why do you think I'm saying this?
I started here coming in with Max and Marcellus and with Raj. And on occasion, Marcellus would.
Oh, you could hear it, too. He was so proud of it.
He was proud. Yes.
Clipper fans.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well be proud about it.
I produced his show for a couple years, and it was brutal. I had to walk out multiple times.
Yeah, I don't know what he's eating, but it's not natural.
This is the best sleepover I've ever attended.
Hey, wait, but Clinton, what's wrong with a Murphy bed? It is a great space saver.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You have a Murphy bed next to your hats on the wall.
I don't have one, but if you had a small apartment and you want to have enough space, a Murphy bed will actually keep a bunch of space for you. And then you just bring it down at night and put it back up.
You've obviously never been in a space with an actual Murphy bed, okay? Because Murphy beds are problematic. Engineering disasters. They never work. They never come up the way that they should. They never go down the way that they should. Like, Murphy beds are overrated.
Well, and also, if you're a man in your 30s and you have a Murphy bed, if we're out on a date and, you know, hey, you want to come back for a drink and I see you got a Murphy bed, I'm out.
Are you leaving immediately? Like, would you even walk into
the
door?
Are you leaving after you make out or before?
If he's got a Murphy bed, I'm out the door.
Really?
I'm turning around.
So if you step into the apartment and you see the Murphy bed, are you just flipping around real
fast?
Yes.
I'd be like, oh, I feel sick. I got to go.
What if it was like Ryan Gosling or
something
like that?
Something hurt. No. He would not have that.
We're being realistic.
Ryan Gosling has no Murphy bed.
It's just hypothetical.
No.
I don't think Ryan Gosling has a Murphy bed.
No.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
That's LZ just said it.
No, I said I don't think he does.
Oh, okay. Oh, he might. But if you know, play along with the hypothetical.
Get away, Greg. Mike off.
You're just hating on Ryan Gosling.
Bitkiller.com. Bitkiller alert.
You actually turned my mic off.
So I'm curious, Amanda.
Yes, sir.
What's more of a turnoff for a mature woman such as yourself? A man with a
Murphy. You mean
an old woman? No, mature.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling me mature.
No, I'm calling you a grown-ass woman.
Okay,
that's what I'm calling you.
I'll take that. I like it.
Do you want a man with a Murphy bed? Or do you want a man with a wall full of hats?
Oh, God.
And what are you? Why are we doing this?
Why are you so sensitive? I wasn't even talking about you.
I mean,
you weren't talking about me.
You're so sensitive.
I've seen Greg's wall in Zoom meetings.
They're gone now.
I'm well aware of what the wall used to look like. But I think I would go with Murphy bed, actually.
That's worse than the hats, huh?
I think so.
Wow. What is the turnoff of the Murphy bed? I'm curious.
Terrible mattress.
Right. Yeah, I mean that's just gotta not be comfortable.
It's a storage situation. Like it's a what is it called? Road hard and stored wet situation. Like you don't want to pack
that's a tough one. Let's be careful on that one.
You don't want to pack that one into the wall.
It's
and then,
time for a cultural moment. Jorge says, "What's a Murphy bed? Do we have those in Mexico?"
Oh, hell no, George.
Do we
Mexican
have those in Mexico? Well, it's a big country. I don't know if anyone in Mexico has a Murphy bed or not. It's a very large country.
To be fair, I'm the only person at the station that remembers that dumb promo because it was so funny. It was a Sleeper After Dark situation, and it was like the Murphy bed, the gin and tonic, or whatever the hell it was. And it was like really, really funny. So, George, you might have even wanted to put that together, but it made me laugh. And Sleeper is the kind of guy that would have a Murphy bed. I'll say this. If Sliwa had a Murphy bed and he was, how do I say this, trying to finish in the lane, I think Sliwa could finish in the lane with the Murphy bed, even if it wasn't exactly for everybody's
sake. I don't know about that.
I think I see where Amanda's coming from, where it just doesn't seem secure. So it's like, if you're a guy with a Murphy bed, I don't think we can, no. That can't happen on that. That's what I think is happening.
It's not the right weight class for you?
I came late in the mix here.
Wait, Sliwa.
Ah, there he is.
Fill me in a little bit.
The man, the myth.
All I heard was
Murphy bed
legend.
What up, Playboy?
What's going on, guys? What is going on?
So what's up with the Murphy bed, man?
The Murphy bed. So apparently, as I was describing my studio to Mason Ireland back in the days, whether there was a Murphy bed there or not, they just went ahead and said Sliwa has a Murphy bed. So I just kind of went with it. No.
We're not judging you. If you have a Murphy bed, that's perfectly fine.
Oh, I'm flat out judging you. If you had a Murphy bed, that's not acceptable.
Oh, I'm lying to him. I just want him to admit it so I can question later.
Here's the reality. If I actually had a Murphy bed, I'd kind of just own it. But I don't have a Murphy bed. That's the problem.
That's fair.
The studio that I'm in, if I gave a suggestion to the owner, probably should use a Murphy bed. It could use a Murphy bed. But no Murphy bed there. No Murphy bed in the
Can we get a Murphy bed in studio? Like at 710?
Space saver. We're here a lot.
Maybe back in the bullpen, I'll ask for one.
Yeah, Greg can sleep there.
No, because then they'll make us sleep here, okay?
And then Greg will start put hats on the wall and stuff. And then
you start decorating.
Yeah.
Ask Morales. I think Morales has spent a few nights here.
He has. He used to store pillows in the one studio because he would sleep underneath the board.
You're all about to get a text message from Morales.
I was going to say, like, this is not
here. Morales likes to call everybody else out in his imaging and production he does. He can get called out, too.
Ooh, shoot.
But that's like real radio stuff right there. I used to do that. There was a couch in my old station, and I would get out at 1 a.m. and had to be back at, like, 4 a.m. So, you know what?
We know.
We had to see
I used to cover cops.
We're not all superstars with glorious pecs and triceps and dreadlocks like LZ. Some of us have had to sleep in radio stations in order to be able to talk before.
And dance
but Morales,
moves.
Morales.
Don't forget about dance moves, too.
If you saw Morales, if you saw him just sleeping under one of the, you know, under the table, something like that, I don't even think anybody would really hesitate. They'd be like, Chris, how you doing, man? Good morning. And then they'd just keep going. Like, I don't think Morales would surprise anybody.
No,
he's sleeping here.
That's true.
Probably not. Start drinking coffee from his Keurig he has next to him.
Making his bacon.
When do we get more bagel bites?
Speaking of bacon, real fast. Sliwa.
Yeah.
Not a fan of bacon.
What?
What?
Not a fan.
He thinks it's overrated.
Okay.
It's okay.
Hell.
It's not kosher. It's nothing great. I mean, it's serves its purpose, but it's not a necessity. You know, I think it's more a luxury.
Kind of with Sliwa on this.
You just made him JaVale McGee.
Bacon,
how did you compare bacon to JaVale McGee?
Bacon is, first of all, JaVale McGee is far more important to my life than bacon is.
Thank you, Clint.
The District of Columbia, when he spent his years being terrible on the court for the Wizards, which was the best part of my life. You know what I mean? Like, JaVale McGee is a very important person. Bacon is correctly rated as awesome, but not necessary. You know what I mean? Like, bacon.
It's a luxury. Tight. It's a luxury.
It's a thank you. Thank
what
you, Sliwa.
You
Sliwa, your mic is off.
I will sleep next to you in the Murphy bed as, you know, as, what's the word I'm looking for?
What?
Platonically as possible. Is what
no.
They're eating, no, man.
No.
No.
So you
no.
guys aren't eating bacon in the morning when you wake up?
Oh, no, we are. We're just not telling y'all. How about that?
So yeah, I don't know what Sliwa just happened to this bit.
Cap,
but we ain't supposed to do that till next month.
Cap, is it a necessity or kind of a luxury?
Bacon?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can't have a BLT without the B, so it's kind
of
a necessity.
Girl.
Many other sandwiches I think we could have before that.
Sliwa and Yates calendar, LZ? I'm done.
So how about those Lakers?
Oh. Now you're going to try and save it? It's too late now.
All right, well, hey, listen, how about this? That was What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo.
I don't think no one needs to know any of that.
No.
Oh, that should have just stayed quiet.
Yeah, we
didn't know. The bacon, the Murphy bed.
Yeah, none of it.
Clinton and Sliwa platonically sharing the Murphy bed.
I mean, the best jammies you've ever seen in your life. Style.
Okay? I'll take your word for it.
Fashion.
All right, let me get back to these callers. If you want to jump on the airwaves and talk about a variety of things that have happened on today's broadcast, go for it. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We're coming to your calls on the way. Plus, Big Deal or No Deal is right around the corner. It's SLK on a Thursday afternoon on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show has predictably gone completely off the rails today, but I'm loving it. Clinton Yates is sitting in for George Sedano. Sedano, LZ, and Cap. We're coming right back to your calls. Here you go. We somehow earlier today got started on the notion of casting the Lakers. And Jeannie Buss, LZ, got back to you via text. And she thinks that there are two women, that should play Jeannie Buss that none of us have mentioned. Can you go through that one more time, LZ?
Yes. The great Jeannie Buss was very flattered at all the selections that were presented to her, but her heart is set on either Kelly Clarkson or Lady Gaga. Which Cap got?
I got Kelly.
Yeah, I like the Lady Gaga
idea. I was in the drop zone with American Idol, which is why I said that at the time. And Kelly Clarkson, as an alum of that program.
That's almost like cheating, though.
I'm taking half credit.
I'm going to tape this 20-year-long show with like 95 billion contestants and say, somebody from there.
Yeah.
I got something for you.
What you got for us? Which, please?
No.
There we go.
That's my favorite drop of LZ. Okay, so let's go to the phones. Let's see what everybody's got to say. Here's Jeff in Temple City on SLK on 710 ESPN. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Amanda, I have a one of those number beds. So come on over and Jeff will take over. And Renee,
oh, wow. Wait, you got a sleep you got a sleep number bed?
Well, yeah. I'm by myself. I you
not
know,
not for long. And throwing out advice like that.
So the sleep number is very low, sir. Please.
Oh, good God! That was so obvious. That,
you know what? You know what? I'm sorry. You know what? Look,
deuces.
Bad bit.
Man.
Bad bit. You gotta go.
You're supposed to vet them, Laura. You just let any old guy come in.
Greg screens the calls now. Don't be throwing me under the bus. No, no, no.
What did he say, Greg? He says, "Let me on air. Let me shoot my shot." Is that what he said?
This didn't happen when I screened the calls. I'm just saying. Wow. Greg
plays, wow. So Greg plays.
Are you saying you
want to
screen the calls again?
No, that's a producer's job.
See what happens, Greg, when you get like too much sleep in a Murphy bed? Everything just kind of falling to pieces and stuff.
And then hats. Mm.
Greg, maybe you should allow Laura to answer the calls.
That's what I said. She said allow no.
Her.
She doesn't
allow her to.
No, it's not
no,
that
allow.
I
no,
want
No, I did not
me.
Say allow. You stop yourself right now, sir.
Who's on the line?
All right, here we go. Ruben in the OC.
He's gone.
Ruben.
He's gone. Go to four.
All right, here's Freddie on SLK. Freddie in Tarzana on 710 ESPN. Hey, Freddie.
How you guys doing? Great show.
Thank you.
Right on,
what's going on, brother?
Yeah, you guys are a real trip, I tell you. Driving on a 4 or 5 bumper to bumper, I don't even think about the traffic. You guys really make it enjoyable.
My man.
Right here's my casting. Tell me what you think.
Right.
I think they worked great together in Philadelphia, an old movie that won an Academy Award for Tom Hanks. So I'm going to go with Tom Hanks playing Jerry West, and I'll go with Denzel Washington playing LeBron. As for Jeannie Buss, I got 3 choices. One would be Elizabeth Berkley or Barkley. Another one would be Kate Blanchett. And another one, if she dyed her hair blonde, would be Demi Moore.
Mm.
Demi Moore.
That's hold on. Is mom in the basement still? I need to know her thoughts about Demi
Moore. Oh, I'm here.
Oh, hello.
Mom
what
is
your
back.
What is your favorite Demi Moore role? And you're not allowed to say A Few Good Men because that's her best role, in my opinion.
G.I. Jane, by far.
So you shave your head for this role?
No.
Oh.
Why not? You want the Oscar or
not? Not committed to the bit.
Do you want the Oscar or not?
Fine, I'll take the Oscar.
There you go. There you go.
Fine.
I think Demi Moore is kind of an interesting idea. You know?
I
mean,
think
she's
so.
Got. She maybe if she dyed her hair blonde.
Is she bringing
like
Bruce
Jean?
With her? Is she
well, Demi
Bruce?
Moore is a definitive. Demi Moore is a definitive badass. Like that's
no
clear.
Doubt.
And Amanda is such. So that tracks for sure.
Is she bringing Bruce? Is
Why
she still
is
with
Magneto
Bruce?
Suddenly trending on Twitter? Are you
what
listening
you
to
do,
me?
LZ?
Not you. It's
are
not
you listening
you,
to me again?
It's not you, LZ. Trust me.
How do you know?
Because you're trending in your own world. You're not trending in like Los Angeles or the nation.
What do you mean I'm not trending in here?
You're always trending in your own world, LZ. That's why you're so cool. Let's be clear.
Oh, my gosh. I just wanted to know if the computers was listening again.
What's your favorite Michael Jackson song? Not the one that you danced to.
Oh, I don't have one.
Mine is Human Nature, just so you were clear.
Great song.
It's a great song.
I prefer Man in the Mirror myself.
Is that the most sampled Michael Jackson song? Human Nature?
Perhaps.
Or is it PYT? You hear PYT a lot.
Why? Tell him it's oh,
man,
human
why you...
nature.
Hey, he did say you can't sing.
He cannot sing.
I mean, you cannot sing.
That's something I can do.
Mic off.
Yeah, turn it off. I don't care. I'm going to sing. It's my favorite song. Why? Mm. Why?
Johnny in San Dimas. Johnny in San Dimas, SLK on 710 ESPN. What's up, Johnny?
Way to go, guys. You guys got a good show going here. Hey, here's the list. And some of it's singing, too. You got to get singing in this. LB, LeBron James, The Rock, Caruso, gotta shave the, well, guy's got the beard, you gotta get Rock with the beard. But Caruso, gotta shave him up, Eminem.
Why do people Genie. Keep trying to put Eminem there?
Your boy Marshall Mathers,
man. He sings, gotta get a singer going there. Genie,
sing?
Mariah Carey.
No.
Kuzman, you gotta get Humpty Humpty from back in the day. Humpty Humpty, you know the Humpty dance.
Humpty,
game for Kuzman.
Shock G.
Shock G?
Okay.
But Shock G just passed away.
Yeah. Let's take this moment to recognize.
Dennis Schroeder's got to dye it up. Kevin Hart, Dennis Schroeder. Got to get a little comedy in there.
That's
funny. And then Frank Mogul, you got to get a dark guy. A guy that's kind of strange, but a geek. Get Mason from ESPN.
Oh.
Out, Johnny.
Boy, make sure you keep that one. That's a good drop there, Laura. If you didn't hear it. Well, it was Johnny, an opportunity to laugh at Steve.
Sorry. That's all you need. We're working back here.
Why you keep doing that? Why you keep that doing that?
That was an unnecessary shot, Steve.
It's okay. Is Greg allowing you to work, or are you still asking for permission?
No. I work.
We're going to have issues, you and me. All of you guys. We're all going to have issues.
Can we talk about the Dodgers or the Lakers? Can we talk about the Dodgers or the Lakers, please?
Go Dodgers!
I mean, what do you really want to say that everybody hasn't heard already?
Wow.
It's a real question.
He's fighting
what
back
I
right
want
now.
To say is, if you really want to get after Gregory.
I do.
What I want to say is,
Gregory.
Do you think
full name.
At this point of the season that the Dodgers, I'm not going to say are still the favorite for the NL West, but how do you feel that they're, how do I say this, achieving versus what you think their height is, Greg? Like, do you think, what percentage do you think that they are achieving at for who they are? Do you think they're at 85%, 95%, maybe like a 75%? I mean, that's obviously a passing grade, but how good do you think they are versus what they probably should and or could be versus expectations, Mr. Bergman?
As of right now, at this moment right now, they are probably right around like 25% of what they should be and what they're going to be when the season goes on. They're not very good right now. They're starting to get better today, yet they've won two in a row. And yesterday, like we talked about, they were actually hitting the ball. They had hard contact. So, yeah, I think they're eventually going to win the World Series and they're going to be great later on down the line. But right now, absolutely not.
All right, let me do this. We got a bunch of people that still want to get on the line. So hang out, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Coming up, big deal or no deal? Greg, are you ready for big deal or no deal?
I'm always ready for big deal, no deal.
Are you going to give us any recycled content from Mason and Ireland today?
Are you coming after me too now?
Oh, don't. No. Wow. You earned that one.
I admitted it, though. Isn't that enough?
No, just because you admitted that you stabbed me in the back doesn't mean that it's not hurt. Still hurts.
Yeah, there. No, none of this will be recycled. It's all brand new. They're all separate games.
He can't guarantee that it's good, though.
No, absolutely not. It's probably terrible.
We never asked for that from him. We're just happy that he shows up.
Exactly.
Here we go. All right, big deal.
To sleep over.
Big deal or no deal is coming up right around the corner. And LZ, before we get out of here, I keep saying it. I have to talk to you. Father to father. I need fatherly advice from someone who's ahead of me in the game. I need some help, LZ. I got to throw something at you and get your advice. But big deal or no deal is next. It's SLK on 710 ESPN.
You got to read their cap just to do about the big deal, no deal.
Oh, does that mean we're back on the air?
Yes.
It does. Fantastic. Turns out.
Wonderful.
I'm just saying.
Great.
Up and on.
Big deal or no deal. Speaking of big deals, it's a big deal. You call the right attorney when you're injured in an accident. Call Sam and Ash Law, 800-304-2000. Remember that number, 800-304-2000, because you deserve what's right. It's big deal or no deal. And here is Gregory Arthur Bergman.
Arthur? I mean, it is an A. My middle name does start with an A.
Is it Aaron?
No, it's not Aaron.
Arnold?
No.
Aaron?
No, not A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron.
Right.
Oh, my God. And we can, you know what? Goodbye.
I don't
goodbye.
Know what it is.
Ma, goodbye, Mom. You got to go.
It's not Arthur?
A-A-Ron.
Gregory Arthur Bergman?
Incredible.
Arthur? Nope, not Arthur. It's Adam. But anyway,
oh, we'll I was going to guess that.
Oh,
why
but
you
didn't.
Ugh.
All right, so LZ, we're going to start off with you because we've been talking about Marvel characters and stuff. So, LZ, there's a new Marvel character rumor, and he will be in the MCU. Exclusively confirmed to something called the Hashtag Show, that Ghost Rider will make his cameo in the Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Is this a big deal or no deal?
Big deal. The sooner we can get rid of those Nicolas Cage movies out of my head, the better.
Anybody else care about the MCU on this show?
No.
And
you didn't
even
describe
MCU.
What MCU is to a bunch of people. I'm way more concerned about the fact that Amanda knows what A-A-Ron is. That was much funnier than all of this other stuff, okay? Just so we're clear. That was very funny, so that's all I got on that.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll go to the next one then. I was trying to find...
There we go.
I want funny
you
ones,
call
but...
me out when I don't play it, so let me play it.
Sorry. I apologize.
Allow her to.
No,
I'm
well,
saying
it's like
I
the children
apologize.
Are fighting today.
I know, it's fun.
Yeah,
this is
that's
normal.
Why you're here. We don't have enough pizza rolls. We've been over this.
you know what it's like now, too.
They're in the oven.
All right,
okay,
so
thank you.
Cap, Tom
yes,
Brady.
Sir.
Tom Brady will be going back to New England this season and said that it's like his high school friends meeting his college friends.
Wow.
Is this a big deal or
not? That's intense.
I didn't know these twins will have that in them.
That's intense.
Yeah, that's hard, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So his high school friends are the guys that he left to go win with his college friends down in Tampa. So Tom Brady brings the Super Bowl champions back to New England.
LZ is triggered.
And he does it in his old home stadium with 22 returning starters from last year's Super Bowl team. Tom Brady going back to New England week 4 against Belichick is a very, very big deal.
Man, I don't even care about the game. I care about the shots.
I mean, this actually makes me kind of like Tom Brady a little bit.
I think someone wrote that for him.
Mom, do you have any other takes on the Buccaneers? Most importantly, Robert James Gronkowski. I need to know your thoughts on him.
Gronk?
Yes.
I'm all about the Gronk.
Thank you. We're all about the Gronk. And I'm using that as a bridge to make a point that I actually said earlier today on a television network we like to call ESPN, which is this. So Tom Brady, there were two things that happened here. Number one, his dad actually called a sports radio station in Boston on the hotline to talk about this, which is amazing on a lot of levels. Greg, what are you doing? Number two,
what did I do?
I'm joking. What I think is that the reason why the Bucs have a great chance to possibly repeat, and this is not actual football analysis because I'm not going to do that, but I'll tell you this. Name me a team, LZ, in the NFC that does not have an identity issue, whether it be quarterback, whether it be coach, whether it be GM,
a team that doesn't have an identity issue?
Does not have an identity issue because
there's a
lot
of them.
All do, and they're not named the Bucs. And so, like, for me, the Bucs have, what, the 20th strength of schedule or whatever? Like, the Bucs have what we're considering a relatively easy schedule, and all the other teams in the NFC have no idea what they're doing. Do not be surprised if you see Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
I can't believe that's your summary of the NFC, that it's full of teams that does not know what they want to do. Like,
let's chalk talk this. I mean, what we got?
I mean, first of all, the Dallas Cowboys have always been defined by Jerry Jones. So they've always had an identity as long as I've been around.
Non-player, but go ahead.
You said identity. You didn't say where the identity came from.
That's fair. It comes from the Murphy bed, but go on.
All right. I think the Rams have an identity.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
We're a defensive team. We've always been a defensive team. We've had moments of offense, but as long as Aaron Donald's on this squad, that's who we talk about, right?
Okay.
Right. He's always listed as either number one or number two in the NFL, certainly number one in his position. He's won defensive player of the year like 4 times or something ridiculous like that. We're defined by our defense.
I mean, okay, but like you're at 2 and I have 5 fingers on just one hand. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
dude, you just brought it up, and I just listed the first two. I can keep going. Would you like me to keep going?
I would, but my only point here is that
Detroit's defined by this ineptitude.
Okay, but my only point here is that there's a bunch of teams in the NFC that there's no reason to believe that they're going to overtake anybody. Somebody's going to have to do something that they've never done in order to overtake what is, I can't believe I'm even saying this, but like the sort of Tom Brady...
When's the last time a team repeated as Super Bowl champions? So why are you even making this assumption they're going to be there? It hasn't happened in 20
who's
years.
Who's a better team in the NFC than the Bucs?
Was it the Cowboys? I think the Patriots did repeat once. And then the Cowboys
before
that.
Who was the quarterback of that team?
I'm sorry. In the last 30 years, I have two examples of a repeat. Has Tom Brady played more than 2 years? So that means more often than not, when he wins, he doesn't repeat. So why are you yelling at me?
We're not actually arguing. I am just yelling at you. I'm just wondering, who do you think is better, like, on paper? Not that they play football games on paper. They play them inside of TV sets. Shouts to Kenny Mayne. Like, who do you think is actually better than the Bucs?
In the NFC?
Correct.
I don't know. We got to see. And that's not a cop-out. It's just I understand that the Bucs are coming back with, you know, their starters. I get that. But I also understand that basically every other team in the league – has made significant changes. And until we see what those changes look like, we can't really say with all true authority who is actually the top dog. Yes, they are the champs right now, but they weren't the champs a year ago. Why? Because they were awful. And then things changed in one season. So I don't want to get ahead of myself with an example right there in front of me of how quickly things can turn around.
Okay. But it is interesting. Just final thought on this. We'll keep going. But, you know, the interesting part of it is, how many times does a champion come back with their entire roster intact?
Right.
The Lakers didn't do it. The Dodgers didn't do it. It's just such an interesting thing that they've been able to actually pull this off. And by the way, I'm not even sure that that means they got themselves better. But Brady versus Belichick, week 4 in New England, is very juicy. Certainly the highlight of the schedule that was released yesterday. All right, Laura, do we have more? Greg, do we have more? On to the next one. On to the next one.
My bad.
There you go. I got a million ways to get it.
This is how it goes. I don't say anything. I just walked into the studio because I was doing something.
We're fighting.
Happy.
Somebody's got to go home.
You know what? Y'all needed some fun up in this segment, okay? So okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Next.
All right. Clinton, this is not going to be fun. This is a wild story. Drew Robinson is a minor league baseball player.
He
tried to commit suicide in 2020 by a self-inflicted gunshot wound that took his right eye. Well, he persevered through all of it and hit his first home run of the season the other night. Is this a big deal or no deal?
It's a big deal for me. Shouts to Jeff Passan, who wrote a great story about this. And to me, it's one of those things where, look, I know you guys know that I'm a huge baseball guy, but part of the reason why I'm such a big baseball guy is not necessarily because of my love for the sport in terms of the picking up and the putting it down, but it's because of what the perseverance of baseball teaches. And I believe that. Like, sorry, that's part of my DNA, you know? And if this guy was willing to work that hard to get back, not just to a roster, not just back to a team, not just back to a starting lineup, but into the box and hit a yam. Look, it doesn't matter what he does for the rest of his baseball career. He has fulfilled, I don't want to say his dream, but his mission in terms of what he was there to do. I love every second of this story. And the fact that he's done it, you know, in a world in which we take sort of ableism for granted, dude, great job, man. You got out of the yard. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you only have an eye or two. Greg, you can't hit a ball out of a minor league ballpark with 5 eyes. You know what I'm saying? This dude did it.
Is that true, Greg?
It's great, man. It's a great story.
Maybe
if you're an arachnid or whatever, and you got like 3 off, but like, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's a great story.
It is a great story. And for me, the heart of the story is not about the home run, and it's not about him overcoming not having his eye. It's an opportunity to talk about mental health.
Hey now.
And this is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know about the athletes who have stepped up and have talked about, you know, wrestling with this issue and trying to destigmatize it. And I think this is fantastic because it would allow him, through his own testimony, to help destigmatize mental health so that we have more freedom to have these conversations and more honesty to say when we're not doing okay, as opposed to just saying we are just because that's how we've been conditioned to do it. So I think it's a great story because it opens up another avenue for a very important conversation about mental health.
You know what, LZ? Take it up just one more notch, and because I'm with you 1,000% on that. So think about what this guy had to decide he was going to do. Like, first, his mind was so messed up that he thought killing myself is the easy way to go. I mean, this is the way I got to go. Now, after the injury, because he wasn't successful, how do I live? Well, I got to come back. I got to prove to myself that I can still do it for some reason. I had a friend who was a pro boxer, and his opponent died in the ring because he knocked him out. The guy died. And he got back into the ring, like, call it 6 months to a year later, not because he was still trying to find a win in a fight, but he was trying to see, can I live again? This is a really inspirational story. I'm glad you brought it up, Greg, because as much as you say it's not fun, it's very inspirational. I think about it like Alex Smith. He had something in his mind. He still had to come back and prove he could, and he almost died. That's a great story. I think
Agreed.
Big deal.
Agreed. Yeah.
Next.
So, Greg, yes, great story, but I'm going to jump in here.
Go ahead.
Since we have Clinton. So I bought Greg and George food last week. They wanted food, right? And I was like, yeah,
so you
sure.
are making sandwiches.
No, I'm
Two
not
hours
making
ago, you
sandwich.
Told me you weren't making any sandwiches.
I did not make sandwiches. I went to Pollo Loco and bought them some burritos. Okay. Burritos, okay?
Burritos.
Pollo Loco.
Remember,
but this is not...
Carry on.
Yeah, let me
tortilla.
Carry on. Dang, okay.
Burrito.
Now, how Greg asked me for his burrito. Is this a big deal or no deal? He said,
Hold
no
on.
Beans. Clinton,
no
let's go first.
Like cool
okay,
beans?
So we've talked about, so remember the, like last week when I called in on the hotline,
mm-hmm,
and you guys
mm-hmm.
were talking about food in the
mm-hmm,
stadium,
mm-hmm.
and LZ used a term that stuck with me, and this is just how you know how much of a dork I am for the station. I actually listen to you when I'm not on. And LZ used a term that was called tripping a wire, okay? And if Greg needs to go no beans to not trip any wires, I get it. Okay,
that's because, not
like,
why.
Dude, you can't have that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's got kids to take care of. You can't have wires getting tripped, and the how do I say this? You can't have the pit stops getting blown up. You know what I mean? When you're trying to run a race,
blown up.
Right.
And I'm with that. Okay, yeah. So I understand the no beans request, Gregory. I'm on your side.
Thank
Greg,
you, very
were you
much,
Greg, were you wearing white pants that day? Is that the problem?
Oh my God.
You and your white pants with this stuff. I swear.
Well, because certain things that hit your stomach, you don't want to be wearing white pants or even light-colored pants, you know?
Man.
It may not be why, Laura, but it definitely doesn't hurt.
No, but it's not why.
It still doesn't hurt.
You don't even... No te gustan los frijoles, and that's how you eat a burrito with the frijoles.
No te gustan los frijoles.
You like Mexican food and you don't like beans. That's, like, uncalled for.
Well, I'm allowed to like what I like. You're allowed to like what you like. LZ is allowed to like what he likes.
He's anti-bean.
Pizza rolls don't have beans on
them. Are you a beanophobe?
Yes. Very much so. I'm happy to admit I'm a beanophobe.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, has this been something, like, have you been anti-bean for a very long time?
Yes,
like,
my
your whole life?
Yeah, whole life.
Like, did you try them as a child and you were scarred?
Yes, I had a really bad experience.
Ooh, what is the experience?
That was a bad experience.
First of all, which bean was it?
You're moving away from my ministry here, Greg. I was trying to give you an out here.
Which bean was it?
I tried to, but they know the truth.
So you had a bad bean experience.
I had a really bad bean experience. The camp that I go to every year, they have a saying when you eat food is take all you want, but eat all you take. I didn't know that there was beans in this soup, and so they didn't let me leave the table for like an hour or two because I wouldn't actually finish eating.
Sounds
the beans.
Like a great camp.
Did
or
you?
Two?
Camp.
Yeah,
I know. Chili has beans, right? Has beans, right?
Every year.
Can
Were
I
you
please
wearing
go?
White camping shorts?
Back then, yeah, I probably did.
So Cap is right.
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, in that sense, sure.
But so that was your bad experience?
It also, I don't like the flavor. I don't like the texture. There's just nothing about beans that make me happy, and I'm not going to eat
so
them.
There's so many of them. Have you tried all the beans?
No, okay. I do like some beans. I like green beans and like edamame beans. I don't like
Do you like
brown
hummus?
I don't like, I do like hummus but I don't. But I don't like the actual bean itself for hummus.
It's actually a pea.
I know,
yeah,
but
hummus
is
chickpeas.
It's a chickpea.
Yeah, I don't like chickpeas. It's eggplant, just so you know.
Wait, what about the eggplant?
Baba ganoush. Oh, see, you know what? Baba ganoush is hummus made out
it's
of
morning
eggplant.
Show.
Oh, I thought we were changing the subject. My bad. God,
by the way, happy International Hummus Day to all of you hummus lovers out there.
It is International Hummus Day. Thank you.
You got it.
You're welcome.
And Apple Pie Day. National Apple Pie Day.
All right, there's Big Deal or No Deal.
Woo!
Yeah. Sedano, LZ, and Cap. SLK on 710 ESPN. If you are just getting with us, you missed like really analytical baseball talk. I mean, hardcore, real inside baseball kind of stuff. You've missed some hardcore basketball analysis and breakdown. Man, you've heard real hardcore football talk here today.
You guys want to talk about pitch counts? Do you guys want to talk about downshift rotations, back picks? You guys want to talk about
Big Killer Alert?
Right, exactly.
You guys want to talk about a lot of run differential?
11 sets.
We do a lot of run differential on this show.
All right, so listen, we've been having a great time today. I'm glad everybody who's with us, and for those of you that are on hold, we're coming right to your calls. But LZ Granderson, I need your help.
You're already in trouble. Go on.
All right, here goes, LZ. You've told us that your son is 25, correct?
He'll be 25 in December.
Okay, so my son. 21, just turning 21.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I feel like that is an accomplishment to get a kid to 21, graduate high school, et cetera, right?
Yep.
So let me ask you this. My son says to me, because I think, hey, son, you're turning 21. Let's go to a bar and have your first legal drink. I mean, I know he's in college. I don't assume that he's not had drinks. Okay, fine. But my son says this to me, LZ. Dad, I hope you're not offended, but I don't want to go to a bar to have a drink. I said, okay, what would you like to do? He said, I've never been in a dispensary, and I want to go to a dispensary. So, LZ, I think, well, okay. All right, weed's legal. Kid grew up in California. Okay, I could take him to a dispensary. That's what he wants to do. So that's what I did. I took the kid into a dispensary. I let him talk to the people who were there. You know, hey, talk to my son. Teach him, you know. He bought a bunch of stuff. I bought it, you know. And then I walked out and I thought to myself, am I the worst father on the planet because my kid turned 21 and I went and bought him a bunch of weed? Or am I a cool dad? Because you know what? This is Southern California and he grew up around this being more normal. LZ, I'm feeling a little bit of that Hebraic guilt. Would you work with me? How did I do here?
Well, you got to work on yourself.
Thank you.
Because clearly you still feel as if smoking pot is bad or naughty. So you got to figure that out for you first. You don't have to convince other people that you're not a bad father. You need to convince yourself you're not a bad father. Right?
I kind of feel like I did something that made me the cool dad, though, in a weird way.
Okay, but let me ask you this in this regard. Did you consider consuming the purchase with him as a bonding method? And the reason why I ask that is because if you've ever seen the movie Half-Baked, he tells Dave Chappelle, DC native, by the by, tells a funny story about
how... He always claiming the good ones. You never bring up the DC ones and the weak ones. Always the good ones. Go on.
Come on, son. You know how I operate. All right. But thank you. Okay. Well, the reason I say this is because in that movie, he tells a quick story, a soliloquy, if you will, about how fathers and sons bond. And if maybe they just got over the stigmas of, you know, drogas, for lack of a better word, they could bond together. And if he'd asked you, hey, Pop, you know this thing I just bought from the dispensary? Would you mind joining me with it? Would you have said yes?
Well, that 1,000% happened.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And by the way, when we were in there, I was like, why don't you get more so you don't have to come back? Like, think of this as a trip to Costco.
That makes you a cool dad. Done. If you whether you did it or not, if you opened up the avenue to availability of it being a bonding moment, assuming you're not doing things that are, listen, I'm not going to get into all in the political discussion about this, but like, assuming you're not doing things that are going to instantly end everybody's lives, that you are the cool dad, Cap. You took him there, number one, but that's not the cool dad moment. The cool dad moment is how you receive the question of, hey, can we participate? Or can you even consider it? Like, can we make cookies together in the kitchen? Whatever those cookies
are. You ain't
got
to make it weird, man. You ain't got to do all that.
I'm not making it weird, bro.
You ain't got to do all that.
LZ. I'm just saying, man.
You ain't got to.
Kid asks his dad, can I or can I not partake with you? If you say yes, you're the man.
But here's the thing. The more you lean into it, the more you make it less normal. The goal is to keep it normal. That's what it means to destigmatize things. It's not to make it special in a positive from a negative. It's to not make it special at all. It's just a thing. This is just what you do.
There's a first step, LZ. I think that what you're saying is correct on the second step. That what you're talking about, LZ, is getting in scoring position. I'm talking about getting on base. You know what I'm saying? And I'm asking Cap, did you get on base in this regard with your young man?
I did, but I think that what I've done, LZ, and you say, you know, I got to work on myself and my whole stigma about this. I think what I'm getting at is I just normalized it for my kids, you know? Like, I used to hide in the garage, you know, back in the day, and then I'd come in, and I'd smell like it, and my
towels,
kids are like, what's
towels
that?
Under the door, et cetera.
Yeah, right, and my kids are like, what's that smell? I'm like, I don't know, something's burning, you know? You know, one time I took my daughter to a concert, a festival, and she's like, Dad, what is that smell? And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's like kettle corn that's burning or something, honey. Sorry, I don't know what that is.
I train my son this way.
Yeah, tell me.
Doggone it, boy. I told you the granddaddy purple. Why'd you bring this to me? Take this back and give me what I want.
Where is Mace when we need him? You
know? Well, I just wanted to run this by
you're
LZ.
You're fine, man. You're fine. I mean, listen, my son doesn't drink and he doesn't do pot. Right, and I know this because he doesn't do it in front of me. And I know some people might go, well, he's doing it behind your back. No, he's not, because there's no reason to.
Right, and LZ, if I may jump in, the behind your back element there is critical, and this is what I'm going to try to say to you, Cap, is that the fact that he was open enough to even ask you means you've done a good job communicatively as a human being, never mind a dad, to talk to him about him being able to express desires. And look, I'm getting a little deep here because whatever, but like the fact that your son could even ask means you've done a good job. I actually genuinely believe that. No, legit.
LZ, I thought I'd have to run this by
I don't feel that
man.
Way. I just think he asked you because you had the money. But anyway.
Same diff?
Right. He's like, Dad, you get the discount there. Come on, man. Take me. You know?
Oh, so the discount. That's what I did. Okay.
That's what I did.
No, but congratulations. 21.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
That's the thing, man.
Yeah,
that's
man. I feel the same
How's
way.
His hair? Is his hair better than yours?
Are you yeah, he got way that? Better hair. Way better. Oh,
better
man.
Flow?
Way better hair. Oh, yeah. Good hair.
Noted.
Good hair.
Noted.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Let me see what's going on here. To Sacramento we go, and this is Ashneel. Ashneel on SLK on 710 ESPN. Talk to us. What do you say in Sacramento?
Hey, how's it going with you guys today? My question is about Jeannie Buss and what you guys were talking about earlier today. I think she's a Beyonce. She's the queen bee of today. She's everything and anything of everyone wants to be. And I want to ask you guys that question. What do you guys think?
All right, thank you.
Let me step to the mic here.
Yes.
That is a fair assessment in regards to what I'll call station in life, but there's Beyonce and there's everybody else. And the reason I say that is because I think what Jeannie has done in regards to the Lakers has been, I don't want to say a tougher task, but it's been tougher sledding. You know, she had to get that franchise out of the disaster that was the sort of back and forth with her family. And I don't say that pejoratively. I say that in respect, you know. And she's done a lot of work to get this franchise back to where she's done. Beyonce was always the most talented person in her sphere. I do not know that everybody viewed Jeannie as the most talented person in her sphere. And she has proven that. Beyonce proved it when people already knew it. Jeannie proved it when people didn't think it. That's what I would say.
Let me tell you something. Tyler Perry as Andre Drummond is not a bad. It's not a bad choice. That's not bad. What say you?
I mean, Tyler Perry to Andre Drummond, maybe a little bit, but I'm thinking a little bit. Andre Drummond is a hard thing. I'm more of like. I don't know, to be honest with you.
You only had that Jeannie idea for Beyonce. Thanks for checking in
Thank you. Sacramento.
Daryl in Long Beach. Daryl, SLK, 710 ESPN. Talk to us, Daryl.
Yo, what's up, LZ? Man, did you get them oxtails or what?
I didn't get the oxtails yet, bro, but trust when I say this month would not go by without me getting some red beans and rice and oxtails.
Uh-oh. Don't call Greg. No beans.
You gonna get the cornbread?
Definitely gonna get the cornbread, but see, I don't do that Jiffy or that Martha White. No, my stuff's made with buttermilk.
Okay, buttermilk. All right, LZ. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you're gonna get the oxtails, man.
Thanks, brother. Yeah. I'm gonna get the oxtails.
I was in Long Beach 2 days ago. Great skate shop, Long Beach Skate Shop. Love that place.
Daryl called us the other day. He told us that Costco has oxtails, so. You don't have to go to John's. You can go to John's. That's great.
I don't trust Costco oxtails. Come on, son.
I don't know, man. I'm telling you. Daryl says Costco got good oxtail.
Right. Loving the Ed Lover references, by the way, Clinton.
Listen, come on, man. You know where I'm from.
Let me go last call East of the Coast. Day here. Here's Raul in L.A. on SLK.
Hey, what's up, man? Big fan, guys. Okay, this is what I want to say. Michael B. Jordan as Alfonso McKinney and Amelia Clark as Jeannie Buss.
Ooh.
How about that?
Wow. So you're going Mother of Dragons, like Mother of Lakers.
Mother of Dragons, exactly.
Not bad.
You know what? As long as she doesn't go crazy and start burning up everybody like the Mother of Dragons did, I kind of like that.
Oh, yeah.
The Dragons blew a 3-1 lead. Don't forget that.
I still won.
Hey, stop spoiling it for me. I'm still watching it, man.
No, you're not. You're a liar.
Hey, I kid you not, because it's the 10-year anniversary and I just got HBO Max. I just started watching it, man.
Okay, well, I feel like a jerk now. So
well, don't worry. No, Clinton. It's okay. Listen, there is a statute of limitations
here. I know about what happened in the end. It's okay. I still have to see it with my eyes, you know?
Yeah, I understand. All right, so Khaleesi just becomes Jeannie Buss.
Exactly.
Okay. So, are you concerned about the whole Jon Snow kissing your nephew thing at all?
God, this is so.
Huh?
Oh, that's right. You just started watching it.
She's not seen it. No. You're going too far.
Listen, I'm not going to do any spoiler alerts because it's your fault. It's been a decade.
I think that's fair. I do.
A decade.
Yeah, Listen, if you don't know Game of Thrones right now and you're around people that are talking about it because they've already seen it and they know it, and you say, please don't say anything because I'm just watching it, that's on you.
That's not going to work, right?
That is on you.
That is on you.
Yeah, 100%. You guys feel pretty strong today about our Dodger coverage? You feel pretty good about it?
Excellent work.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned that we might have gone too much in the weeds for people.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, breaking down the mentality of high school baseball players and how they hit the ball with their friends. I mean, that's just the content I bring.
Yep. And then LZ, how do you feel about? Do you feel like we got real deep? Like we broke down the film today of the Lakers win against Houston?
Absolutely. That's who they played.
Wow. Houston's out here trying as hard as they can.
It was a great game, man.
Hardest working as coaches in the league.
It was a fun game. It was definitely a fun game to watch. And I just love the way the young players stepped up. Kuz, THT. Believe it or not, Dre and Kuz are almost the same age. Even though Trey's been in the league for like 20 years.
And Dre looks like he's 50 years old, but that's a different story.
Maybe Morgan Freeman should play Dre. All right, hey, listen, I want to say great job today, Laura. Amazing work, Greg. Amanda, thanks for chiming in.
Happy to be here.
Where's the pizza rolls?
LZ, what a day, man.
What a day. We've cast musical. We've gave some parental advice. It was a good day. It was a good day.
Real good day. Clinton, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for filling in for George. We appreciate you, man.
It's hard out. You're being a pimp.
You know it. Hey, listen, here comes Sliwa, and let's get into some – is it Travis and Sliwa, Greg? Okay, Travis and Sliwa, the new morning extravaganza, still on at night is next for LZ, for Clinton, for the entire Mishbucha. We're back tomorrow. Until then, peace.